always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Some Southern Californians who evacuated ahead of the recent wildfires are evacuating again with heavy rain falling. CBS's Carter Evans.
Now, it only takes rainfall rates of about a half an inch an hour to trigger mudslides and debris flows. It will be raining that hard through much of the morning.
Police in Connecticut say a woman kept her 32-year-old emaciated stepson locked in their home for decades. WFSB-TV reporter Roger Suzannan says the man weighs 68 pounds.
He claims that starting at the age of 11, he was imprisoned essentially in a 9-foot by 8-foot room by his stepmother, and that he was kept in that room for at least 22 hours a day.
The stepmother faces kidnapping charges. U.S. officials are in Moscow to discuss a proposed 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine. This Ukrainian soldier is not optimistic.
I think that Russia is unlikely to accept this truce deal, but Donald Trump is unpredictable. I hope that this will cause a reaction that will not be in favor of Russia.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
4WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person involved in the Marathon County meth and cocaine trafficking organization was sentenced yesterday. 43-year-old Edwin Lewis was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison for conspiring to possess and distribute cocaine and methamphetamine. This multi-year investigation found Lewis was identified as a large quantity source of supply for the organization, with bulk shipments mailed to locations in Wisconsin in 2021 and 2022, including two 11-pound packages of meth. Eight other people were also charged in connection with this drug trafficking organization. One more person will be sentenced in the coming months. In addition to the 12 years in federal prison, Lewis will face 5 years of supervised release. Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. Our meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at these agencies. The numbers to be let go at the NWS and NOAA remain unclear.
A new bill seeking co-sponsorship among state lawmakers would eliminate daylight savings time in Wisconsin. Representative Nate Gustafson from Fox Crossing and Senator Rachel Cabell Gravera in Appleton said this bill seeks to establish a consistent standard time throughout the year. It promotes public health, safety, and economic stability. This, however, would keep sunrises and sunsets earlier, meaning in the middle of July, the sun would shine in our windows at 4 a.m., and the latest it would be out at night would be 7:30. Outdoor enthusiasts and people with 9-to-5 jobs will ultimately see less sunlight after work in the warm winter months. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of Your United Way of South Wind and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together, Terry.
We do.
We're going to have some fun today. We got plenty of great things lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more on the way. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Are you ready for a beautiful day?
It's going to be, isn't it? It's looking like a great start.
Sure is. I mean, we're already comfortable right now, and you know we're going to climb warm to those low 60s with plenty of sunshine, calm winds. Nothing is going to be a problem today. We do see partly cloudy skies tonight, and if you didn't know, there's a total lunar eclipse. A blood moon will be at midnight to about 3 a.m., so if we have partly cloudy skies out there overnight, we could get a good glimpse of that. So if you're not doing anything, go out there and sneak a peek. Otherwise, tomorrow we do have that storm rolling through. So what we're going to be doing is there's the warm front. It's going to move through overnight into early Friday morning. This could pop up a few thunderstorms. Those won't be strong or severe, so don't be alarmed if you hear some thunder while you're sleeping or early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, throughout the afternoon, it'll be cloudy. It'll be getting a little bit muggy and sticky out there, and highs are going to soar to the low 70s. Extremely warm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what? Yeah, when you say it's going to be muggy, I'm like, wait a minute, it's only March.
Yeah, right.
I know, but that's a good point, though. And, you know, it's only March, so we're not thinking about severe weather, and we do have a chance for some of these storms tomorrow night to be strong to severe. We are in a marginal risk for them, and there is a slight risk just to the south of us. So what's going to be happening is this strong line is going to push into western parts of the state, probably around 9, swinging towards us around 10, 10:30 or so, and it should be weakening as it gets towards us. So what we're really looking at is some heavy rain, probably putting down about a half an inch. Then we're looking at some small hail chances. Gusty winds could be approaching 60 miles per hour, maybe more. And then hopefully not, but I have to mention it, there is a chance for some tornadoes to be in this line. They kind of spin up in the middle of the line. So just pay attention to that as this moves through. Again, this will be tomorrow night. Once it passes, things start to calm down in a sense. I guess the severe weather threat is over because that's a cold front moving through. And we're going to have colder, drier air pushing in behind that, cooling us to the 50s for Saturday with light rain. And then Saturday night into Sunday morning, it flips to snow where we could get a couple of inches out there. So Sunday morning, it will be cold. It will be below freezing. But throughout the afternoon, the sun will come back out and hopefully melt some of that snow as we hit about 40 degrees. So a little bit of every single season.
I was just going to say, we're getting all 12 hours. Months worth in 48 hours.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. All I wanted to do, I've already taken a couple of pictures and look forward to taking more of the blood moon. It's a very exciting. I love the moon. I love getting shots of it and looking at it, winking at it, all these things. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Brittany. But you said tornado. And what the what? What is going? I don't know.
Well, the eclipse is first.
Yeah, tornado. True. Like, just tornado in March. What are we doing?
Was it last year we had the February tornado in Evansville?
Yeah, that's so, right. I mean, that's right. Yeah.
Things are changing here.
Yeah, they really are.
You can get tornadoes any time of year.
It's all bets are off. That's just what we are now. If you have a weather bingo card, you need to make it bigger and include more on it because all bets are off. We appreciate you, Brittany. You have a great day. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day. Enjoy the warmth.
You too. Brittany's the best.
You know, I want to see that eclipse, but I think I'm going to have to set an alarm to get back up. Mm. Like, there's no way I'm staying up that late.
No. Probably not. Not you. But I'll let you know. I'll send you a shot of it. We got plenty of good things on the way for you. We're going to get into, like I said, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Terry and I also have the most searched for acronyms and some St. Patty's Day stuff as we get ready for St. Patrick's Day. We got that all coming up. It is a Thursday. That means in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Denise and our great friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. We'll have some fun with some entertainment news afterwards. I want to talk about a Randy Travis biopic coming up.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, doesn't
sounds
it?
Sounds really cool. Yeah, and there's been some news on that, so we'll talk about that one. We got our WFHR newsletter, a new edition premiering at noon today. I want to encourage you to sign up for that at WFHR.com. And, of course, want to catch up with Terry about the United Way. Before we get ahead of ourselves, Terry, if you don't mind rewinding a little bit, how was Power of the Purse?
Power of the Purse was fabulous. I think I'm still tired. It was really good.
Don't blame it.
Yeah, but we had near record attendance, so that was fabulous. We have for sure hit a new record for proceeds from the event. So I don't have all of the detail yet. Like, we're waiting. Just for instance, like Bullseye Golf Club does a special drink that night, mm-hmm. and then $1 from each one gets donated back. So I don't have all of those details yet. But we have for sure exceeded $10,000 in profit. So, after everything, after all of our costs are out of there. So it was fabulous. Like, I just can't say enough good. We had, a great, great group of women there. Some really fun. Sally Kistner, our good friend Sally, was the winner of one of the big raffles.
Really?
So that was awesome. It was so fun. Everybody had a great time. Everything went very smooth. Of course, I had a... wonderful committee of Women United members that execute the event and make sure that everything, they do a ton of pre-planning. And, the fun part is a few years ago, we stopped asking Women United members, other than myself and one of my staff members, we stopped asking them to like work at the event. You know, everybody used to take a shift at the raffle table and that kind of thing. But, you know, a lot of the members are bringing their friends, right? They have guests there and they want to just entertain and enjoy. So now this, for the third year in a row, I was able to get actually men members of our board, and my husband helps, and, you know, just I look for four or five volunteers that will come and sell the raffle tickets and do all of that. So I think that is, you know, it makes it more fun for all of the members because they get to just enjoy the evening as well. We also had Ruby Marty join us, and she, you know, she is a competitor in the, you know, mm-hmm. Miss Teen Wisconsin pageants, but she, is local and has helped us for many years with Great Book Giveaway. She'll come and be a reader and in many different many different volunteer capacities. So she came and actually talked with participants about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and was able to leverage, I want to say, just trying to think how many she did. 1, 2, 3, 6, like 8. She was able to secure 8 sponsorships for Imagination Library. Ooh. So, I mean, it just, I can't say enough good. Bullseye, of course, as always, we're gracious hosts. It is amazing when you put 120 women in the room how fast a pasta bar gets depleted.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's like that constant noodle run. But it just, you know, like I said, I can't say enough good. I thank all the women out there who joined us and came and participated and bid on purses and bought raffle tickets. And, you know, it just you know, fills your heart, right? Like, it just was wonderful.
Terry, how long has this event been going on?
This was the 13th.
13 years.
Yeah.
13 years. And do you think it's fair to say, and I'm not directly asking you this, I'm asking rhetorically to you and the audience, do you all think that this is, if not the toughest, one of the toughest times economically for rural communities like ours? It's a pretty tough time right now. I wouldn't say the toughest ever or anything like that. I'm just saying it's a difficult time. And yet you just told us that we had record numbers of attendance, and of you know, what's given to this event and everything. Every year in every event that you guys have, I'm blown away by the way this community is and the way that people give to these causes. This one in particular, I don't know what it is, but it just really stood out to me when you said that. And it's not the first time you've said that when you've talked to us about these events. We've had some really good numbers at previous events, including this one. But it just really stands out to me right now on this day in 2025 to hear that. That is so impressive to me. And I don't have any good words for it other than thank you to the community. Thank you to this and the amazing people out there adding to this and helping really impact our future. You just mentioned Ruby and what she was able to do. Say it was 7, 8, whatever it might have been. Those are 30 books. To each of those, you know, I mean, just the amount of lives that are changed with this. And there's no kid that, I've read too much. Like, no. Kids need to read as much as possible, get those reps in and get better at that. And the better they are at that, the smarter they get, the better they are at school, et cetera, et cetera. Reading is fun, all of that. They impact their economy. This is a true impact on our future. And it's really, really humbling to hear that. That's very cool.
I feel like we've experienced the landscape of fundraising in general has changed, right? Mm-hmm. How people give, how they want to be engaged, you know, what resonates with certain people doesn't, you know, with someone else. And so we are very fortunate because we've had this captive audience with Power of the Purse. And I think part of it is, well, I think there's a lot of different facets to it, but, you know, we've tried to be strategic about keeping it kind of like a extended happy mm-hmm. hour time. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, if you come at 5, you're not still going to be there at 10. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're, you know, by 8 o'clock, we were even cleaned up, you know, so it's like 5 to 7:30. So I think there's that part of it. We've tried to keep the cost of a ticket, you know, quite reasonable. But I think it's also just the engagement opportunities, right? Like how we have the ability to connect with each mm-hmm. other, you know, as women, as community members, as mothers, as teachers, mm-hmm. as, you know, like just how we're able to connect with each other during that time frame. Continues to resonate. So we're very fortunate because we have had plenty of challenges on the fundraising landscape, you know, with how to, you know, meet people where they're at. And it's hard because everybody gets their information now in such different ways. And it's hard for not just United Way, but it's hard for all nonprofits to figure out how to balance being in all of those spaces in a cost-effective way.
Yeah, yeah. I want to remind everybody as well that my free taxes, and there's some other great things available for you at the United Way's website, which looks amazing, by the way. Looks very good. I encourage you to head on over there, everybody. UWSWAC.org, UWSWAC.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share the things that they are doing on their posts and share them on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And always keep in mind, if you got questions, you got things you're curious about in town, give call 211 a call. It's such a great resource.
Yeah, if there's any kind of programs or support that you might need. And also our help guide is available, the new 2025 version. So, you know, just another, and you can find it on the website, but if you'd like paper copies, or sometimes it's just nice to have one you can tuck somewhere, stop by and see us, 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're good. I meant to bring up the help guide. It slipped my mind. I get paid to do it. We'll be back with more. We got the Old Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on The Morning Show.
Tired of the same old fish fry on Friday nights? Try El Cafe for the best fish fry in Wood County. Served every Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's fish fry with a little Mexican flair. If fish isn't your thing, you can try their authentic breakfast and lunch menus with daily specials available. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Listen during the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win and try El Cafe on us.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchens Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday, with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system, too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
Time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Yeah, yeah. Another day of living.
Little bit of a shout out to Seth and the nice work with the bumpers here. I sent him two. He put up like five.
Sweet.
Like, yeah, great work. Great work, man.
You know, exceeding expectations is important.
It sure is. We encourage you to head on over to El Cafe. They're open 7 to 2 today. They got delicious plates waiting for you. Some wonderful specials as well. Be sure to check those out. And, of course, keep in mind they've got their homemade pies that are amazing. This cherry cheesecake, cran strawberry, rhubarb berry, strawberry lemon, but death by chocolate is the one I want to try.
When you were reading all the first ones, the fruity ones, I was thinking it was like you were talking about one pie. I'm like, that's how, you know, you're like piling them in. I'm like, whoa, how'd they get all that in there?
All bets, you know, who knows? They make all kinds of cool, crazy stuff over there.
Till you got to the death by chocolate, I'm like, oh, those are all individual pies.
Try every one of them.
It sounds good.
Buy local, support local, support our friends over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Visit El Cafe today and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com. Facebook.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can call up. Use the Civic Media app, 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on that app. Go ahead and hit us up, everybody. We love hearing from you. Terry, I need to make you work a little bit. Sorry.
Rude.
Need a one through three.
One.
There we go. Gives us that. I mean, that couldn't have been easier for me. We wish a very happy birthday to Ashley Richmond.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Enjoy your day, Ashley. Hope it's a good one for you. We also wish a very happy birthday to Craig Herzberg.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Peggy Wettstein.
Happy birthday, Peggy.
Peggy, enjoy the day. We hope it's a good one for you. Have a great day. Enjoy. And I say brag to everybody you can that you are a qualifier today. Go ahead and let everybody know. And thank you again to everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep in mind, you can get them to us throughout the whole 2 hours we're on the air here and everything. So if you're not able to hit us up during this segment, that's fine. You can always text us, too, through the Civic Media app if you're more comfortable doing that. We take a look at our celebrity list. One of my favorite athletes in the world, tennis players especially, Coco Gauff is 21 today. American professional tennis player. It's so weird in tennis. I've been watching it my whole life, and it still is hard for me to wrap my brain around seeing a 21-year-old tennis player like, oh, well, she's halfway done. Like, that's crazy. I say it might be changing a little bit. Athletes are staying in the game a lot longer with what we're seeing with some of the male tennis players right now. Serena stayed in the game a lot longer than I think most people would have thought, especially having a child and everything. So we are seeing it happening a little bit, but still, I imagine that I'm not off on this. Very seldom does a tennis player in their mid-20s, early 20s, become better. You know, that doesn't usually happen that way.
Sure.
But she's really good. She's very talented. I just want to see American tennis players back. I will wholeheartedly own this. I like tennis, but I love tennis when America's good at it. I completely own that. As kids, think about when we were growing up.
I think it was much more prevalent. Yeah.
Oh, my
much
God.
Much bigger when we were
McEnroe
kids.
McEnroe and Agassi.
And maybe because there's drama around it, too. You know what
sure,
I mean? It got
sure.
a lot of attention.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. To me, it just, and maybe it's not, but it seemed like we heard much more about it when we were kids.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Harlow is 27, a musician, starred in the 23 remake of White Man Can't Jump, and nobody saw it.
wait, is honest, nobody saw it? You're saying nobody saw it, or that's another movie?
yeah, it might as well be another movie. No, really, I have talked to people about this, and I don't know anybody that saw that movie. I don't know anybody that did.
I don't know. Like,
the original was fine. The original was
why
good.
Why would you? Yeah,
you didn't need to remake it, especially with him. I'm sorry, but I don't even know who he is. I don't think many people do. He's very popular. I don't get me wrong. He's a very popular musician. I don't think that the people that they were. This is where living in a bubble gets you in trouble because Jack Harlow. He's a big name. He's in these commercials or whatever. He's a pop star. Okay, but the audience that would go see White Man Can't Jump is not necessarily a Jack Harlow audience. That's all I.
And there's that assumption that people will jump on anything that he's part of.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's that big.
The greatest skier of all time is 30, Michaela Schifrin. Olympic alpine skier and curly ESPN winner, best female athlete. Michaela has also been very upfront and honest about a lot of her struggles. Her last Olympics, she struggled. She had that bad fall. And NBC did one of the most distasteful, tacky things I've ever seen in sports and just keeping the camera on her while she was on the sideline. But I think I can actually remember some commentators, some people talking about this, that was the end for her. Just in case anybody hasn't seen, she has not only gone on to win like 3 or 4 championships and all that, but she's also been acclaimed as the greatest skier of all time. Like, she's got more than anybody.
Well, they motivated her.
Yeah. There are very few athletes I would ever count out. I'm talking about like the 15th guy on the bench on an NBA team. Even that person I wouldn't count out. Think about what they did just to get to there.
To get there,
let alone somebody like her at everything. That's a great athlete. Great. A lot of fun to watch. Let's see here. Rapper, actor Common is 53. Chicago's own. I got to mention that. Selma actor, Hello Wheels, won the 2015 Academy Award for Best Original Song, Glory, for the movie Selma. And a very good actor. Very solid actor. I like him a lot. Adam Clayton is 65, U2 bassist. William H. Macy is 75. Frank Gallagher on Shameless. But I think one of those actors, you see him, you know him. He's a very, very good, character actor and has been for a very long time. Dana Delaney is 69. Hand to God, Exit to Eden. Dana Delaney's done some other stuff, too. And I want to make sure I get this right. China Beach. Do you remember China Beach?
I don't.
It was, maybe I'm getting it wrong. Maybe I'm not.
I don't know.
A TV show. It was about Vietnam, and they had the
maybe
Temptations or Reflections of. They had the Reflection song and as the intro. Yeah, maybe it was Dillian Delaney. I don't remember. Well, maybe not. Tombstone. She was in Tombstone. I remember that.
All right, fair.
Get sleep, kids. It's important. And a very, very happy birthday to Neil Sedaka, who is 86
today. Kids are at school.
Calendar Girl, happy birthday, Sweet 16. Breaking Up is Hard to Do. Neil Sedaka has also been an acclaimed songwriter and a very, very well successful artist. And I can't handle him. I cannot handle him. The Breaking Up is Hard to Do is top five songs of all time that are nails on a chalkboard for me. I can't handle it. I cannot get through five notes of that song. I have all the respect in the world
just
for Mr. Sedaka.
Putting this in my memory bank here.
Yeah, it's a little bit like growing up where I did. It was a really big deal. If you got a bum leg, you don't let anybody know you got a bum leg. You hide things like that. My father, being an athlete, it was a big deal to him that he would bust up an arm. I can actually remember this. He busted up his arm on a construction thing, had a game that night, and didn't tell anybody, including my mother, because he was afraid that the other guys would know, oh, I'm going to hit him in the arm. I'm going to hit him in the boards in the arm.
So, okay.
I do the opposite of that on the air.
Naivety here, but like... Because it's a pride thing or because it's somewhat of a safety
thing? Oh, a little column A, column okay. B. I think
if you have a leg injury, you can't run away.
We're talking about men.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it a pride thing or is it like, I'm not going to be the target because I'm injured? All right.
I do the opposite here where I'm just giving people ammunition. I don't know what I'm doing. Again, get sleep, everybody. We wish everybody happy birthday and anniversary celebrating out there. And we encourage you to celebrate with our great friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, support those that support our community, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up, the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you still want to ski this season, you have one more month up in Wausau. Brittany Merlot has the details.
With the warm weather looming, there are still some fun events taking place on the Big Hill. Pond Skim is Saturday the 29th. Competitors must be dressed in some sort of costume, wild outfit, and helmets are required to try your luck skiing across an icy cold lake. Making it across the pond not only gives you glory, but it also could win you a 2025-2026 season pass. And the cardboard sled races are Saturday, April 8th. This year's theme is the Armed Forces. Inspiring people to get creative with their cardboard sled designs, you can only use cardboard, paint, zip ties, and duct tape. You should see what some of these competitors craft. They're unique sled masterpieces.
With millions being spent on advertising in Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, are voters any better informed? Joanne Krulatz has the story.
UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says much of the advertising in the race between Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel has little to do with the actual job of a state Supreme Court justice.
Many of the ads are about crime, records on criminal justice, toughness on crime, associations with police or law enforcement, not very indicative of the kinds of things they'll actually address on the court.
Burden says ads to help voters to understand the candidates' allegiances.
One of the things I think ads do that is helpful is showing the allegiances of the candidates to groups and causes, things they've been entangled up in the past or have a connection to. That's indicative of their probably judicial philosophy and how they think about cases.
Schimmel and Crawford participated in their first and only debate of the campaign last night. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight, they host the L.A. Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor, Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes, 0 to 5 years after they're done playing, go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Nevada Senate Bill 406 made it a felony to harass or intimidate election workers. In a federal appeals court March 7th, four right-wing activists claimed that the law is too vague and could allow them to be unfairly intimidated against participating in the election process. SB 406, signed by Republican Governor Joe Lombardo in May 2023, was unanimously passed in both houses of the legislature after threats to Nevada election workers following the 2020 and 2022 elections. Under the new law, individuals who intend to interfere with the conduct of an election or retaliate against election officials could face up to 4 years in prison. It also protects election workers from doxing, disseminating their personal information. The Reno Gazette Journal reports that the plaintiffs used a 2020 social media post by Attorney General Aaron Ford to demonstrate that the law was too vague and itself could be viewed as intimidation. Ford's post read in part, FYI, voter intimidation is illegal in Nevada. Believe me when I say it, you do it and you will be prosecuted, unquote. The case, dismissed in federal circuit court for lack of evidence, is backed by wealthy election denier and plaintiff Robert Beatles. Depending on the Ninth Circuit's decision, it could be challenged further in the U.S. Supreme Court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a live interview with candidate for state superintendent of public instruction, Brittany Kinzer, on why she's challenging incumbent Jill Underley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system, too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. We're going to get into some acronyms in a minute, but I did want to touch on the blood moon that is appearing. Our atmosphere filters... what makes it a blood moon is what I wanted to touch on here. Our atmosphere filters out blue light and leaves a red light, giving a total lunar eclipse to a rusty red color. And these tend to be a bit rare. We don't see them like this one in particular always. And it's got to be in a total lunar eclipse when it happens, too.
So we just need to hope for clear skies.
Yes, yes. What I'm seeing, this is the super blue moon is the rarest of colors, but this one is right next to it as far as what is going to be happening.
The
yes.
Super blue moon?
That is when, yes, the Smurfs are all out. Yes, you want to watch it?
It's in the movie.
You don't want to be out late at night on that one. You don't. The site Word Unscrambler used Google Trends to find the most searched for abbreviations for the year. They're all acronyms we use online and texts. I think one of the things that is becoming universal for realizing how much you're getting older is having to Google an acronym. Because I know I've done it a couple times.
IDK.
Yeah, nicely done. There's a couple of them, like SMH. Shaking my head. There is OTP, one true pairing, a romantic, so like for couples. I've never heard that one.
That's what I was thinking. Sometimes I do have to look them up because when you have teenage kids, like mm-hmm. they send them to you and you're like,
Same thing with teenage teachers. Students. I'm sorry, students. Because they talk in acronyms, half of them.
One I had to look up that I had no idea was IYKYK.
Yeah, I had to look
and
that
up. And I was like, yep. What a ha-ha.
Well, here's the thing that ticked me off about that one, and it gets me angry about some of these. Like, if somebody just said that, I know that. I've heard that phrase a million times. Yeah. But when they use the acronym, and I got to go look it up, it doesn't save time for one, which is the whole point of acronyms.
Yeah, but I'm just sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, what could this be? You know. But then once you know it, and if you didn't know it, it's if you know, you know. But once you know, then you see it, you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, then it sticks. It does remind me a little bit, again, one of those universal games I think everybody played. You're driving behind one of those vanity plates, and you're trying to figure out what the vanity plate
is. You have a little contest in the car, who can figure it out. So, I mean, I think probably LOL is, universal, though.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone uses, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That one's actually, from what I'm told, this is not me knowing this, but from what I'm told, that one's made a comeback. That one, people are using that one again. I didn't know it ever went away. I didn't know it went away. To be honest is TBH.
And it just sounds dumb when you say them.
It does. It does when you say them out loud. Hey, ATP. At this point, really? You have to have an acronym for at this point?
SMH.
TS, talk soon. I've had to look up at least a couple of these next ones, like WYF, where are you from? I didn't know what that one meant. It took me a second, but I figured it out. And NFS, new friends. Jeez, what are we doing?
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
WYLL, what you look like. So not only are we these acronyms not working, but we just got rid of like a grammar. Grammar's not a part of this
and
anymore.
Also so where does that play? In a dating app? You can't even, so now you don't find people face to face, you find them on an app and you can't ask a full question. It's just everything's in code.
I don't know. FS, for sure. For sure. Okay. You just can't say for sure.
Remember back in the day, TTYL?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. HMU, hit me up. IMO, I had to look this one up too. I did not know this one. In my opinion, it's one of those ones. Now that you see it, it's sure, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that they save that much time. And finally, in this one, really, I don't know. MK. So MK is short for MK.
I mean,
is that better though? Is MK better than when you get because I think one of the, there's two responses. Sometimes they're useful and sometimes they actually do apply. But then there's other times where they're kind of they're a response without it being a response, like the thumbs up. Like you get a thumbs up in response and sometimes it's just a thumbs up. And other times there's something more, there's a little more to it. And the same thing with a K. If somebody just texts back K,
I mean, MK, isn't that from South Park?
Yes it is. Yes it is. which you would think would make me like it more, but I just, it'd be more frustrating.
It just seems lazy.
Yes, that too.
I don't know. Although we still punctuate, right? Text messages, and that is not okay.
Ask
your children.
Yeah.
Even your grown children.
I've heard this one.
You don't use punctuation in text. I still do.
I do too.
You don't like it. Too bad.
I have adapted enough to society. I'm good.
I've conformed to you enough.
Another sign that you were getting older. You hit a certain point. You're like, you know what?
True.
I've bent enough.
True.
I've bent enough in life. I'm good. I'm done doing that. I will find my avenues and things, and I'm going to find my hills.
Okay.
I'll die on.
Okay.
I mean, IMO, in my own opinion. Kevin, how you doing, man?
This should be good.
Are you tracing my phone calls again?
No,
we have a tracker on your truck.
Honestly, I said that off the top of my head, and I'm like, oh, God, if it's not him, I'm going to feel like a jerk. I really hope it's Kevin. How's it going, man?
I probably could have done one of those acronyms for Jerry yesterday, OLD, old lady driver. I mean.
I already explained that to you.
if you are behind somebody you know, do you try to like get at the stoplight, get next
I mean,
to them,
or do, like do if to? I'm already stopped at the four-way stop and you're not, but all of a sudden you're in front of me, how does that happen?
Oh yeah, that's
the old lady driver.
There you go.
This is contradictory to everyone who knows me. I am not an old lady driver. I don't know where you get this from.
Should we ask your kids? I could do that on Sunday.
We all, speaking of kids, we all have kids and everything, and with mine being in their mid to later 20s and everything, even they run into this sometimes. I've joked about this with my daughter, and both my daughters actually, as far as them not knowing an acronym and everything. So I think that that's another funny thing to me about this, is that it used to just be us old heads that had to look these things up, but now it's really frustrating for the people like in their late 20s, early 30s when they got to look these up and they don't know these acronyms.
I mean, they probably miss one TikTok and their whole language is gone.
I don't know if there was a moment in time where I remember it happened when I was like, okay, I'm not in on pop culture anymore. I don't know what is cool anymore. I think I was like 10. No, I'm joking. But.
And again and again the next year, the next.
Every year since.
You think, you know, the way, you know, they're teaching English and, you know, and writing and stuff in schools now, I mean, do they really teach cursive writing anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, are they going to start teaching these acronyms now, too?
You know, I don't know if they might be the students that need to teach them to the teachers if that's the case. But one thing that I think I've seen that I've been encouraged by is a lot of teachers taking the initiative of I'm focusing on this and I'm focusing on that and making sure that these kids are not only literate as all get out, but are also prepared for the modern world and finding that balance of these things. I do think efficiency matters. And I do think that you don't necessarily need to write a book in a text message back. I also think there's something to be said for, you know, language. There's a balance there that's got to happen.
I don't disagree on that. But it's just the way things are going and evolving and all this stuff. It's like, you know, obviously when you do some of these acronyms, you almost can consider it shorthand a little bit so that people, you know, when you're taking notes or things like that, they have, you know, they can use them. But
that could come in handy. Yeah. That's
I don't think it's acceptable, though, like in, you know, let's say you have like a college English course. I don't think you can write it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that would be accepted. As far as writing,
we're still at that point, at least, where, you know, we're not taking that as a you know, a thesis or something like that. So that's a positive. There we go. We found a positive. Good to talk to you, man. Safe travels out there.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
TTYL.
Before we go to break, I got to get to this That Ain't Right story. And as you may not see a tie-in here, but as we're talking about literacy and some of these things and people being able to read well, it's important. A TikToker named Breezy Bray, I don't know, recently posted a video from the ER after she tried to use some eye drops and grabbed fingernail glue instead. Dear God, a brand called Kiss sells it in the same type of bottle eye drops come in. It's like super glue for your nails, and it dries in seconds. She's not the first person to get the bottles mixed up either. Healthcare workers say it's become a real issue, and they're seeing more and more people who accidentally glue their eyes shut. One doctor called it relatively common. The TikTok lady had to sit in the ER while they flushed her eye out. They attached a little tube to her eyelid to keep the fluid running, so it took a while, but she is okay. Experts say the safest thing to do is to double-check the dropper anytime you put something in your eyes. Maybe even read the label out loud.
I can't even.
If you do ever put the wrong thing in there, get to a sink as fast as possible and wash your eyes out. If it's too late, go to the ER immediately.
I mean, I'm glad they were able to help her.
Yes.
It's also like exactly what you said. That ain't right. Moron ain't right. Of the minute. Just, you know, like, I just, come on.
I use eye drops, I would say, every other day or something like that. Pretty common. And I can't remember the last time I grabbed an eye, no matter what kind, a big bottle, a little bottle, whatever it was. And as I was pulling it up to my eye, didn't see it over across my eyes. You know, didn't see the label or something like that. Like, I don't know how that happens.
So if you live with multiple people, okay, mm-hmm. you know, spouse, children, roommate, whatever. I mean, I guess it's possible, but especially if you're not using your own product that you purchased. You know what I mean? Like, it's in the medicine cabinet, that kind of thing. But wouldn't you look?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
But wouldn't you lose your ever-loving mind if all of a sudden your eye was glued shut?
Oh, man.
I mean, like, you know, like, you legitly, it wasn't your product, like, kind of thing?
Yeah, like, I want to be able to see bad enough to where I'm going to run to the ER. But there's going to be a second there where, like, can I take care of this myself and nobody but me and God needs to know about this? Can I do that? Nope. Okay, got to go to
the
ER.
It would be horrible, but the whole idea that it's common, mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
But I completely agree with that. It's ridiculous. It's very hard for me to find excuses for this. And then I'm looking at the bottle, and they say that it looks like an eye drop bottle. That doesn't look like an eye drop bottle to me.
The
little ones.
Like, I don't have, I guess, I don't have any eye drops at home, but I mean, no, to me it looks like nail glue, but I have teenage daughters, so...
Sure, sure, and to be fair,
you know what I mean?
And it doesn't look that much... There's just a little bit of difference to it, so I guess it's not
it's,
that
I mean,
different,
it's a but. Similar bottle, but I don't... I mean, come on. If you just glued your nail on, then don't squirt it in your eye.
I'd have a real hard time being in the ER and sitting there and like, yeah, what happened, sir? I can't hear you. Sir, I'm sorry. You're going to have to speak up. I can't. The doctor can't help you if you don't speak. I've glued my eye shut. I'm sorry.
Pretty soon, there'll be like in the ER, right? There'll be a bank of rooms for cardiac strokes, like, yes. You know, medical events. And then there'll be like a row for...
TikTok injuries. Just TikTok or SPAT, yes. I guess TikTok. They can label it either.
Yeah, we could. It could be TTI.
Excuse
TikTok
me.
TikTok injuries.
Is this a TikTok injury or just something that you know, a normal human being did?
Did you suck on a Tide Pod today?
Oh, okay. You're going to want to go over there. You're going to want to...
Where's common sense gone?
I don't know. Well, we'll see if we can find it during the commercial break. We'll be back with more show coming up.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system, too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We're going to talk a little St. Patrick's Day with you right now. We got a roundup of different stats and facts about St. Patrick's Day coming up. Got any plans for St. Patrick's Day, everybody? I feel like I just found out St. Patrick's Day is this week.
I mean, it's March 17th every year for your whole life.
It really hasn't ever changed. It's always been in the same place.
I'm just saying. It's actually not till Monday.
It's Monday. Yes,
so you're
Monday.
Fine.
It is Monday.
You're fine.
But I honestly,
glad I don't work with you on Tuesday.
I stopped over at my folks' house yesterday, mm-hmm. and I walk in and there's St. Patrick's stuff all over the place. My aunt had sent my mom her some St. Patrick's stuff, so she put it up. And I realized, oh my gosh, it's March and St. Patrick's Day is
the middle of March already.
I don't know. If I'm alone on this one, I'll own that. But I feel like I can't be the only person that didn't realize
it. It did kind of sneak up. But I've been feeling like that. I don't know why. This whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like everything. See, we're just talking about our age today, aren't
we? Yeah, we are.
But I just feel like everything has just been coming at me so fast this year for some reason. But yes, it is only 3 days away, right? Three? Four. 4 days away. So here we go.
Wallet Hub ranked the best cities to celebrate in. And of course, Boston is number one. That's not surprising to many people. They base it on everything from beer prices to how many St. Patrick's Day events there are in the area. Let's see here. The 10 best cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Number one, of course, Boston.
Don't they turn your river green?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Reno at number two. Savannah, Georgia at number three.
I wonder why. Did they say why?
Just that little disclaimer at the front.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I would like to know.
I was just curious, you know, what specifically they have.
Why Reno, Nevada would be. I would never predict that. I would never think. The Savannah, Georgia, that seems very surprising to me. Santa Rosa, California. I've been to Santa Rosa, and I don't know why. You know, it's not like they've got a big Irish population or something like that. Like with Boston, it's pretty on the nose, you know, and it's not being stereotypical or anything like that. I work with somebody I've known for 20 some years who considers himself like would put Southie on his license plate if he could and would own this. Worcester, Massachusetts.
More New England. Yeah.
Number six, Chicago. Number seven, New York. Number eight, Henderson, Nevada. That's just outside of Vegas.
They must have a lot of Guinness there or something.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I don't know. They actually like the beer sales like outdid all these things. Made it out skewed the cities. Number seven, New York. Again, number eight, Henderson, Nevada. Number nine, Buffalo, New York, and number 10, Pittsburgh. Of the 200 cities they looked at, Paterson, New Jersey, ranked last, and then Miramar, Florida, finished right there as well. And other St. Patrick's Day news. Panera Bread is selling green bread bowls at select locations this year. The inside is green and it's filled with mac and cheese.
But I think that sounds awful.
It sounds horrible.
You do not. I mean, do you ever encourage anyone to eat green bread?
No.
That's when you throw it away.
I can't.
Put it out for the birds.
I cannot think of it. Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what you do. You leave it out there for the birds and they can enjoy it at least. And you don't feel like you're wasting it either. I really wanted to look into this a little bit more. And I also wanted to see where any, like St. Paul, Minnesota just came in at number 11. Madison, Wisconsin at number 16.
I mean, that's because beer is in the descriptor.
Yeah. Minneapolis at number 17, Naperville, Illinois at 21. Let's see here. There's got to be more here. Milwaukee at 32. Okay, that's what I was
thinking. I can remember the first time we were out. I think we were out somewhere up in Wausau, but they had green beer, you know, for St. Patrick's Day, and it was kind of weird. I mean, yeah, it didn't taste different, but it was just like the idea. Like, you're just kind of looking at it like,
I'm good with a green beer after I've already had a couple beers.
I'd rather have, like, if I have to do something related to the holiday, I'd rather sip on like some Irish cream or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like you said earlier, Guinness or something like that. I like having
just,
something,
you know,
like
some Bailey's on the rocks or something like that.
No, yeah. Perfect drink. There you have it. Bailey's. You had me at Bailey's. So the other thing about this list, and I wholeheartedly admit, I'm always honest with you guys. I'm a homer, and I completely admit those things. This list could not be more wrong. I am good with Boston being in the number one slot here. You said it earlier, Terry. Chicago turns their river green. Who's doing that?
I remember that.
Raise your hand if you're a city out there that does this. No, number two with a bullet, Chicago.
I've never seen it.
Oh, God, to see it happen. Like, I've not only gotten to see it a thousand times, but getting to see it when I feel like it. Getting to see it when it's first happening, when they're first creating
it. Oh, like when it's just kind of infiltrating the water?
Yeah, I encourage people to check that out. And I know that the you know, rivalries we have with our cities and states and all this, we need each other for one. Neither can survive without the other. That's the hard truth that nobody talks about, but both states need each other in Illinois and Wisconsin. But be that as it may, when you go to Chicago, if you happen to go there and to get the chance to see this, you're seeing a modern marvel still in 2025 that few people could pull off.
Yeah.
What they were able to do with that river.
It's pretty cool.
I think that's awesome. Yeah, it never gets old to me.
And then, you know, I guess I also, and I'm sure there's a story, and I haven't mm-hmm. had the opportunity mm-hmm. or needed to find out, but I'm also curious kind of like the folklore behind it. You know what I mean? Like the story of why, mm-hmm. like what would make you think of changing the color of a waterway?
We'll have to get into that when we have more time sometime, because I really love that story. And the Panera Bread, mac and cheese bowl or whatever, they're calling it the pot of gold. But it
that's kind of cute.
But everybody's saying it looks like mold. I like the name. It's not a bad idea. But
and their mac and cheese is really good. Yeah. I mean, so that's all cool. But I just, that's where I'm just getting hung up, is the whole, like I said, you don't eat green bread.
Yeah. Ugh. The bread doesn't even look that green to me. Like, it looks a little off.
It almost looks like it's like a pistachio-y kind of color.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, I would eat that bread bowl with the cream, with the mac and cheese.
That doesn't sound bad. I love a bread bowl, yeah. They're also doing a pot of gold sweepstakes where you can win free mac and cheese for a year. And to enter, text LUCKY to their number 31261, 31261, text LUCKY, between March 16th and March 21st. So I like Panera. I haven't been there in years, but I do like them. I can't remember their mac and cheese, but if I'm getting free mac and cheese for a year,
it's
I'm taking advantage of that.
I'm not a big like I'm not going in a restaurant and ordering mac and cheese.
Same.
There's like my kids get it all. It is actually very good. So I'll even, you know, if we go there, I'm like, oh, I just need a bite of that, and they just give me this death stare. Like, we know you're gonna have more than one bite. You know, like get your own kind of thing. It's good.
I haven't done a whole lot of the buffet thing. I don't go to a lot of those in heaven in my life. But a couple of years ago, the guys and I got together to do our NFL draft. We got together really early in the morning, and we decided, well, we're gonna have breakfast afterwards. We're gonna go to the somewhere in Point. I apologize, I can't remember exactly where it is, but they had a breakfast buffet over there, and we go to this. I have never been to a buffet like this before. They had to drag me out of there practically. Like, nobody has ever seen, like, my best friend Chris, like, I've known for 30 some years, and he's staring at me like, I've never seen you eat this much. It was awesome. Like, I didn't even know that.
And you probably still didn't gain a pound.
Nope. Nah, unfortunately, no. But I did not know breakfast buffets were a thing. That changed.
I like
that. Was
breakfast.
A game changer.
I like
for me.
Breakfast food.
Love
though.
Breakfast food. Love breakfast food. So, this is a fun one. How are you guys celebrating St. Patrick's Day out there? Let us know today, tomorrow. You can call up, of course, using the Civic Media app, and you can, of course, text us through that. I do want to remind everybody that Civic Media app is handy, not only for being able to do that, get us your requests, get us comments, birthdays and anniversaries, all of these things, but also, between all of us here, and just keep it between us, we may have a text-to-win contest coming up very soon, and that app is going to come in handy. So make sure to don't just keep it between us, everybody. Make sure to keep that app handy. And also wanted to remind everybody, our great friends over at Family Natural Foods, we send a big shout out to them. Joined us yesterday on Midday Magazine. Got to hang out with Stephen and Katrina. Found a new granola I love, thanks to them.
How nice.
But also, I wanted to remind everybody about their foundational nutrition presentation going on tonight at 5:15, right over at their stomping grounds. Learn from Brian, CEO of True Grace Health, the key to quality foundational nutrition. This is not only a great opportunity to ask Brian any questions, but maybe you've had something that you've been chewing on and you've been meaning to ask the gang at Family Natural Foods about. Here's a great opportunity to get down there. Probably, you know, maybe get some swag from Brian or whatever from True Grace. And also supporting local. And I certainly mean Family Natural Foods, a business that's been in this area for decades and worked with us for decades. We love our relationship with them, a true business that puts back into this community. But you're also supporting True Grace, another Wisconsin business that you can support here. So you're getting the double local points.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just, you know what? Just really great people.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other, like, there's just something about that, isn't there? Just the relationships that you build and nurture, and they're awesome.
My mom is not much of a window shopper, but for years she would stop by there, even if she didn't need anything, just because I like the energy. I like the energy in the store. That kind of thing. It's encouraged to everybody to not only buy local, support local, but support our great friends at Family Natural Foods. And check out this presentation, everybody. They do such a good job on these. Presentation, Foundational Nutrition, going on tonight, 5:15, over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more by going to their website, familynaturalfood.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. Their stuff that they post is fantastic. They do a really good job over there. Encourage you to check that out.
They should start taking video of your taste testing that they make you do.
Oh God. Yeah, that's all the audience
no
needs.
All right.
I would be game for it. I would definitely be game for it. I know that that's something we're still working on around here too, is getting on YouTube or Facebook Live with our morning show here. We're still in the works on that. More to come. Stay tuned to be continued. We'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, breaking news. The White House has pulled Dave Weldon's nomination for CDC director just minutes before his Senate confirmation hearing was to begin. No reason was given. A 32-year-old Connecticut man who claims his stepmother kept him locked up for more than 20 years set a fire to escape. Jeffrey Guarnera lives next door.
When the investigators started asking me about a man that may look like a child, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
President Trump's threatening 200% tariffs on European wine, champagne, and spirits if the EU goes ahead with a tariff on American whiskey.
If they charge us 25 or 20% or 10% or 2% or 200%, then that's what we're charging them.
CBS's Vicky Barker reports Russia is rejecting the ceasefire deal the U.S. and Ukraine came up with.
Putin's foreign policy.